I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former President Jimmy Carter has been released from a Georgia hospital after hip replacement surgery. A spokeswoman for Carter says former First Lady Rosalynn Carter also was hospitalized Wednesday in Americus after feeling faint, but was discharged today along with her husband. The 94-year-old former president injured his hip earlier this week when he fell at his home before a planned turkey hunt. He and the 91-year-old former First Lady will continue recuperating at home. The former president also will undergo physical therapy. Carter says he plans to teach his Sunday school class this Sunday in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand will be in Georgia today to denounce the state's heartbeat abortion bill. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on national pushback to the new law.
The Democrat from New York will meet with women and health experts at the state capitol and discuss the state of abortion legislation across the country. In a press release, Gillibrand's campaign called the LIFE Act a, quote, inhumane and unconstitutional assault on reproductive rights. Democratic men from the State House and Senate will hold a separate press conference opposing the measure. It takes effect January 1st, but is expected to face legal challenges. Hollywood is also paying attention. Governor Brian Kemp has postponed an annual trip to Los Angeles to promote Georgia's film industry, and some production companies have called for boycotts of the state. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
People across the state should expect above-average temperatures and wetter-than-normal conditions this summer. But as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, that's not the case right now.
The U.S. Drought Monitor is reporting some areas south and east of Atlanta are abnormally dry. That pattern is expected to continue over the next few weeks with hotter temperatures, and that could be a problem for farmers. Pam Knox is the director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says it might be difficult for new crops to grow.
That may force some farmers to switch to a different kind of crop that has a shorter growing season or something like that.
Knox also says she's expecting a less active hurricane season because of the presence of El Nino. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
A Fulton County prosecutor is putting up billboards to track down potential witnesses in three police-involved shootings. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard announced Wednesday that the billboards are going up near where each shooting occurred. He's asking anyone with information to contact his office. And in sports, Atlanta United won their fifth straight game last night, beating Vancouver by a score of 1-0. Joseph Martinez scored the lone goal for Atlanta. The team will look to extend the winning streak even further when they travel to New York on Sunday to play the Red Bulls. And the Braves defeated the St. Louis Cardinals last night 4-0. The game featured a home run by rookie Austin Riley, who was playing his first game in the big leagues. With a 22-21 record, Atlanta is in second place in the NL East, 2.5 games behind the Phillies. The Cardinals and the Braves play again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is at 7:20. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.